excitement generated by Goodman's innovative chamber music jazz stimulated fresh excitement among his fans, the critics, and his fellow musicians. Before Goodman, there were very few records issued of trios, quartets, and small bands of less than five instruments. But between 1935 and 39, there were about 50 small band recordings issued under Goodman's name, some selling up to 50,000 copies. The Benny Goodman small bands were largely built around his clarinet and one or two other excellent soloists. They worked because he was an incomparable improviser, capable of inventing for long stretches without repeating himself or falling back on cliches, something only a few musicians can do consistently. In 1936, a year after launching his trio, Goodman began his quartet, which added Lionel Hampton playing vibraphone. All it took was one late-night jam session for Benny to decide he wanted to record with Hamp and include him in his shows. Before his elevation to the Goodman camp, Lionel had been an obscure L.A. musician. He was a highly energetic stage personality with a bright, assertive vibraphone sound, a sound that was then unfamiliar in jazz. Hampton's ability to generate both a punchy, percussive vibraphone line and sustained piano-like notes was a wonderful complement to Benny's clarinet while blending nicely with Teddy Wilson's piano. In slightly under 3 years, the Goodman Quartet waxed over three dozen wonderful sides. They're classic exemplars of small band jazz and were some of Benny Goodman's biggest and longest-lasting hits: Avalon, Vibraphone Blues, Tea for Two, Tiger Rag, The Man I Love, and heard in this set, Runnin' Wild, and the biggest hit of them all, Here's Moonglow. brilliant music making. Opus 3 Quarters, the Benny Goodman Quartet in 1939, and we heard two of the strongly contrasting but nonetheless big hits for the Benny Goodman Quartet from 1936 and 37, the exuberant Running Wild, and one of Goodman's biggest hits and most durable classics, Moonglow.